Well, good morning and welcome to our Thanksgiving service. Oh, man, how do I top that? Hey, as Pastor Steve has already said, we're going to have a time here to share. So I want you to be thinking about that, about what you might want to share. I'm going to share a few words from Scripture and so forth, but then you're going to have an opportunity to share about what God has done in your life. And I want to make sure you have time for that. So be thinking about that, be ready for that. It's just right around the corner. All right? Before we get to that, though, I would like to talk about Ebenezer. Now, I realize where we are in the course of the calendar, and we're only 24 days from Christmas. We're now on the other side of Thanksgiving. So when I say Ebenezer, who do you think of?
Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge, right. That's not who we're going to talk about. from the Charles Dickens novel, The Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, we're very familiar with him. And there's actually some very good Thanksgiving pieces at the end of that story, if you engage with that. My preference would be the Muppet Christmas version, by the way, if you actually want to check that out. but instead, we're going to talk about Ebenezer in a hymn and Ebenezer in the Scriptures, okay? So let's start with the hymn. The hymn is called Come Thou Fount. Come thou fount of every blessing, turn my heart to sing thy grace. We're going to turn this into a musical. No, just kidding. We're not going to do that. You don't want that. Trust me. You do not want that. Come thou fount. An old, old hymn, but a very familiar one. One that we're used to a lot. We sing it here a lot in church. I want to tell you a little bit about the history of Come Thou Fount. So it was written in 1758. By a man named Robert Robinson. Now, he was not a good child. He had a tough time. And in his early teens, he actually became part of a gang. By the age of 17, he was actually leading the gang. And he actually led his gang to a revival service that was being preached by George Whitefield. Very well-known evangelist and pastor at the time. And I don't know what took Robert to take his gang to go to that. Maybe he wanted to cause trouble. Maybe he truly wanted to see what's going on. I'm sure that his George's services were gathering a lot of attention anyways. But he went. And something happened. Not immediately, but that was the turning point for Robert's life. Robert eventually became a believer in Jesus. He even became a preacher. He was even installed in a church by John Wesley himself. And on a sermon, he was preparing to preach a sermon for Pentecost Sunday, and he wrote, Come Thou Fount, for that sermon specifically. And that was just 6 years had transpired from that revival service time to when he wrote that hymn that we now sing today. Well, we were singing this hymn only about a few months ago here in our church. And I was thinking about that, and a phrase stuck out at me. And here's the phrase that stuck out in that hymn. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. Here I raise my Ebenezer. I'm thinking, what? I've heard this before, and I've researched this before, but for some reason, it really stuck with me this time, and I'm not sure why. Maybe it was for today. But I dug into that a little bit more, and we find the reference to this in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. One verse. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. I'd like to read that verse for you. Then Samuel took up a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. Thus far the Lord has helped us. Well, let's talk about a little bit of background that leads up to this particular verse. All right, so if you track with the Israelites through the Old Testament, I tell you what, just read through the Old Testament. You're going to see this roller coaster ride that the Israelites are on with their journey with God. At this particular point, they're on one of these spots where they're starting to go away from God. Okay, they're on this downward time. And
And they're also in a, there's a lot of animosity between them and the Philistines. You've heard of the Philistines before, right? Lots of opportunity to talk about them. But at this particular time in Scripture, what happened is the Philistines have been invading Israel, taking their land and towns and so forth. But here they took the Ark of God from the Israelites, and they set the Ark of God in their temple. Now, their temple, they have a god named Dagon. Okay, so they put this Ark of God in the temple with their god, Dagon. So Dagon's this statue there. They put the Ark of God in there. They come back the next morning, and the statue is flat on its face in front of the Ark of God. Well, they're thinking, okay, well, that's pretty weird. So they set it back up, okay? The next day they come back in, Dagon, again, is flat on his face in front of the Ark of the God. This time the hands and the head break off of the statue. They're like, okay, this is not good. We can't have this Ark of God here in our temple. So they took it to another town. Well, then those people in that town started to get tumors. Couldn't figure out why. Scripture says that the Lord, his hand was against them. It said that his hand was heavy on them. Well, they said, that's enough of this. We can't have this anymore. So they built a cart, and they hooked it to some cattle, and they said, we're getting rid of this Ark of God. And they put it on there, and they set it towards, off on its own, and said, go towards the Israelites. Well, that was a good thing, and the Israelites received that. They ended up getting it back. And they started to actually follow and listen to what the prophet Samuel has been saying to them as he's been calling them to say, hey, rid yourself of foreign gods and your idols and start worshiping the one true God, the God Almighty. So that's what's happening in this time frame. And then they start to all gather together to do this. So they gather all in one place, and they're all together, and they're fasting, and they're confessing. And the Israelites are all here together doing this, and then the Philistines see what they're doing, and they say, oh, this could be a good time to attack. So the Philistines actually set up to attack while they're in the midst of this, and this starts to then, the Israelites see what's happening, and they start to get a little worried. They're going to, Samuel, can you cry out to God for us? So Samuel actually offers a sacrifice and cries out to God, and it says, the Lord thundered great thunder. I can just imagine what that must have been like. When the Lord thunders great thunder, that's got to be something pretty crazy. Well, it said it threw the Philistines into a panic. And what happened was the men of Israel were able to go down and overtake the Philistines at this time. When that all happened, Samuel set up a stone and he called it Ebenezer because it means a stone of help. And it means, thus far, the Lord has helped us. If you read on to the next verse, it says, the Philistines were subdued and they stopped invading Israel's territory. That's pretty cool. And if you go on in the chapter, it even says that the towns that the Philistines had taken from Israel were now being restored back to Israel. All right. That's a cool story. A cool account of what happened back in the Old Testament. We could stop there and say that's all that was. But I think God has something for us from this. So let's just take a couple minutes, just talk about what God might have for us from that. First thing. So what we find, I just kind of go right through the passage, what happened. So we started out by God's people were being attacked and bullied by their enemy. I think we can understand that we live in a world where that's going to happen. We can expect hardships in this world we live in. We can expect there's going to be difficulties and attacks. But also, God was at work on the enemy. Remember the heavy hand? God was at work on the enemy. I love this. I hope you find this encouraging. I find this encouraging. The fact that God is actually at work on the other side of our difficulties. That's a pretty encouraging piece to know. And God was doing that here. So he was not only at work on the enemy, he was at work in his people. And they turned back to him. They said they prayed, they fasted, they sacrificed, they confessed. They even got rid of their idols. Well, that's a good application for all of us, isn't it? To take time and get right with God. Well, then we see that God's people were doing the right thing. They gathered together, kind of like we are here today. They're gathered together. And when they did that, though, the enemy took that as an opportunity to attack. Again, I think we can expect this. That as we're doing the right things, as we're pursuing God, there's going to be times when the enemy tries to attack us even harder. It happens. Especially in those times when we're trying to get back to God. There's a battle going on, people. It is always going on around us. But here's the good news. God protected them. God protected his people and defeated the enemy. And that is awesome. We too can take that to heart. And finally, what we see is that God's people then gave thanks. And they acknowledged that God is the one, that God is the one who saved them. And that's why we gather here today. To do the same kind of thing, to give thanks, to give our praise back to God for what he's done for us. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. When I think of Robert Robertson, when he must have penned those words to that hymn, I can only imagine what that must have been like for him when taking that life that he had lived before Christ, and then finding Christ, and then the thanksgiving that had to pour out from him, from that change in his life that came from this encounter with a living God. So today, I would like for us to share our testimonies. To share our testimonies of God's faithfulness, of his goodness, of his help throughout this past year. So today we can actually figuratively set up a stone or hold up a stone, whichever way you want to think about it, and say, God is my help. Thus far, God has helped us. That's what we can do today. So we're going to be sure when we do this to give him the praise, to give him the honor, to give him the glory that's due him. And then at the end of our time of sharing, we're going to close this together by actually taking communion together and remembering God's sacrifice that was given for us.